This podcast has been produced independently of PMB and has not been reviewed by PMB or the FDA. No claims of healing, treating, or diagnosing any disease or illness are being made. Individual experiences with hemp oil are personal. Your results will vary. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as medical or legal advice.
Our pets, they're part of our family. You may have seen signs popping up at your local pet store advertising CBD for pets. What kind of issues can hemp oil be used for with our cats and dogs? We'll cover some of the benefits, some of the dangers, and stay tuned till the end when we'll be covering how to start the conversation with your veterinarian on this episode of Hemp Behind the Smokescreen.
Hemp, misunderstood and misrepresented. The federal government has deregulated hemp on a scale not seen since the end of prohibition in the 1930s. Join our host, Kendall Peterson, as we clear the smokescreen of confusion. This is Hemp Behind the Smokescreen.
Welcome to episode 424 of Hemp Behind the Smokescreen. I'm your host, Kendall Peterson, and we're broadcasting worldwide from the lovemyhempoil.com studios. To get in touch with us, you can email us at wellnessgroup@gmx.com. That's wellnessgroup at G as in Gary, M as in Mike, X as in X-ray, .com. And today we'll be talking about hemp oil and your pets. In 2018, hemp and hemp products became legal in all 50 states at the federal level. We saw a number of states that legalized marijuana for medical and recreation use expand up to 33. Because of this legalization, there's also an expansion in the quality and quantity of types of products available to people and pets, including hemp and CBD oil products. And while we typically don't cover marijuana and legalization or recreational aspects of it, we have to touch on it to kind of give a history of where we're at. The cannabis sativa plant is comprised between, 66 and 113 different cannabinoid compounds, depending on the strain of plant. For these, recreational use of marijuana has been sought after for the psychotropic high that's produced by THC, also known as Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabidol. Humans either smoke marijuana, they convert it into oils or butters, they make baked goods out of it. Most notably, we often joke about brownies or other edibles like candy and those sorts of things using the oil. The reason we brought this up is because these edible formulations can be pretty problematic for our pets, as they're likely to contain higher concentrations of THC. It's also pretty common for them to include other ingredients like chocolate, sugar, and xylitol, which is a sugar substitute. All of these independently can cause harm to your pet too. The ASPCA, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, says that they have reported more than 700% increase in calls related to marijuana and its poison center in 2019 so far. This is the reason we touched upon this, is because pets are getting a hold of those edibles, and because of the high THC concentration and some of the other ingredients in them, they're actually having to call poison control and deal with that with their pets, and that's something none of us want. If you haven't yet, you will see signs popping up at your local pet stores and other places around town that are advertising CBD for pets as well as for humans. The pet market is a $30 billion a year market just in America. So offering supplements for animals can be pretty lucrative. One of the challenges is that veterinarians are legally prevented in most states from giving pet owners advice or recommendations regarding the use of medical cannabis or hemp. Pet owners can purchase and give CBD to their pets in most states. Veterinarians may risk losing their license if they bring the subject up. So with a lot of things that have to do with the cannabis sativa plant when it comes to CBD and hemp for pets, the rules haven't caught up with science or the business or culture. What do veterinarians think about the safety and the benefits of using hemp and cannabis products for animals? Dr. Gary Richter, a veterinarian who's been in practice for over 20 years in Oakland, California, has been an outspoken supporter of the topic of cannabis for pets. He's been researching its use, and he gave a presentation to the California Veterinary Medical Association. He said the issue is at the forefront of the conversation in the veterinary world right now. Quote, while there are some differences in how cannabis products affect pets compared to humans, they can benefit in many of the same ways people do. He also said that his professional experience has shown that there is enormous potential to treat medical conditions with cannabis. This is where we have to put the first warning in, though. even though CBD is medically beneficial, he warns that THC, which is the chemical compound responsible for the high effect, can be very dangerous to animals. THC overdoses in dogs in particular lead to medical complications and in extreme cases could mean death. So unless prescribed by a veterinarian, your hemp oil for your pets should either be minute trace amounts of THC or none at all. Here's why this is effective. Humans and animals are wired with an endocannabinoid system. There are a series of receptors in the human brain and throughout the body that regulates many of the physiological processes like pain, mood, appetite, memory, and more. Liz Hugston, a registered veterinary tech, says every animal with a spinal column has an endocannabinoid system also, so it stands to reason that cannabinoids can help many species. She goes on to say, I think we've reached an inflection point in society now where cannabis use in humans has become much more widespread and accepted. People see the good it does in people and want to provide the same benefits to their pets because we all want our pet to live better lives. Giving CBDs to dogs and cats can reduce noise phobia, anxiety, itching, control pain, especially with arthritis, lessen the severity and frequency of seizures, and treat many other conditions. We'll go through about 25 of them in a bit. Dr. Robert Silver, who's a retired veterinarian who was in practice for 35 years in Colorado, is also a veterinary herbalist, and he's the past president of the Veterinary Botanical Medical Association. He has spent years of his career advocating for the veterinarian use of hemp and said that once he explored the phytopharmacological aspects of the plant, he fell in love with it. In the past 7 years, Dr. Silver has observed animals undergoing cannabinoid therapies and recovering from conditions that have been hard to treat with either conventional or other integrative medicine practices. At this point, let me reiterate our disclaimer. Okay, we're not making any claims of healing, treating, diagnosing any injuries or diseases. What the CBD and what the cannabinoids do is allow the body to operate the way it's supposed to. When the body operates the way it's supposed to, the body is self-healing. Dr. Silver has said over the last 7 years, he's seen cancer tumors shrink and sometimes go into complete remission with it. He's also seen dogs that have been given CBD in place of prescribed arthritis medications do much better than they were with NSAIDs. He also says he's observed dogs with low-grade seizures that were able to stop their anticonvulsant therapies by switching to hemp, but also noted that this doesn't happen in every case and cautions that it could be dangerous to take an animal off a prescribed seizure medication without your veterinarian's consent. Any pet owners looking for a product have to make sure the formulation and dosing are key things to watch for. The product needs to clearly state the cannabinoid contents, should be lab tested by third-party laboratories for potency, pesticides, and solvents to ensure that they're safe and effective for your pet. Let's look at different ways that your pet can benefit from hemp oil. And let me say that every single one of these examples has at least 3 studies to back it up. A lot of times it's 5 and 6 studies. And most of these can be accessed through PubMed and through the National Institutes of Health study library. So let's go to the easy one, epilepsy and seizures. It's estimated that 1 to 5% of dogs and cats will suffer from some sort of seizures. CBD can be used to reduce the seizure activity in dogs that have seizure disorders and epilepsy that do not respond to typical treatment. We learned this because CBD is also used for drug-resistant seizures in humans. In fact, at the moment, the only legal use of medical prescribed marijuana is a pharma brand for seizures in the state of Texas right now. When I was researching this last week, I found out that that prescription, if you can get it in the state of Texas, begins at $2,800 a month. A multitude of studies have demonstrated that CBD can affect abnormal cell growth and has anti-tumor effects. I have a friend whose older dog had a tumor that was pretty large, and after a number of months taking a hemp oil product, the dog, whose name was Jake, no longer had any signs of his tumor when they scanned him. It's my understanding that the American Veterinary Medical Association has a number of stories of pets and responses to CBD and abnormal cell growth. How about number 3, chronic physical discomfort? CBD can be used to control chronic pain resulting from illness or injury that can't be treated with traditional methods of pain control in dogs. This has been confirmed in many human and some animal studies, but there's a lack of research with canine models. That said, veterinarians have been discussing the use of CBD with dogs as a pain reliever for quite a while. For example, a canine with a heart rhythm abnormality might be able to not take traditional pain medications, but using CBD for dogs has been proven to provide pain relief without the cardiovascular effects of narcotics. How about number four, arthritis pain? In clinical trials, CBD has been shown to have a significant impact on pain caused by severe arthritis. The reason this is important is because arthritis pain doesn't always respond to traditional dog pain relief medications. But CBD has a direct effect on arthritis pain by reducing inflammation and mediating the pain with its own unique mechanisms. And because statistically, most dogs that suffer from severe arthritis are senior dogs, the use of traditional pain management medication may not be good due to cardiac weakness. So CBD doesn't have the same type of cardiac effect and therefore is much safer for at-risk populations. Five, is your dog anxious or irritable? CBD can be used to minimize anxiety in dogs that have severe anxiety issues, with some hints that it might even help with depression. Studies have shown that CBD for dogs provides relief from anxiety and is particularly useful in pets that do not respond to or are unable to take other more traditional psychiatric medications due to side effects or existing health conditions. The calming effects of CBD are thought to be the result of the action of the cannabidiol on the serotonin receptors in the brain and CBD's ability to help the hippocampus regenerate neurons in canines. Number six, joint discomfort. Arthritis aside, CBD may also be used for joint pain in pets caused by sprains, strains, tears, particularly in older ones. This is the experience with our cat. We have a 19-year-old cat who was hobbling around the house, was literally scaling the bed or the couch to get up onto him, not being able to jump up there. And then if she jumped down, she would stumble before hobbling across the room. The day our first bottle of a pet hemp and health formula CBD came in, I had a business meeting that evening, and while I was at that business meeting, my wife sends me a video of our cat jumping off the couch, landing perfectly, and then walking across the room as if nothing happened. And this was 30 minutes after she was given her first dose. So once again, the CBD here works to mediate the pain without the dangerous side effects that are associated with narcotic medications. This has been confirmed in many studies with animals like rats and human trials. Number seven, irritable bowel syndrome. Again, because CBD has anti-inflammatory properties, it can be beneficial for reducing the inflammation associated with this condition. At least four studies have shown that it not only reduces the pain that your pet experiences, but also reduces symptoms of IBS to cut back or potentially eliminate this altogether. Once again, the body operating the way it's supposed to in order to take care of its own issues. It's no surprise that number eight is glaucoma. Dogs with glaucoma have been treated successfully with CBD, according to vets and pet owners, and it's one of the most well-known health effects of the marijuana plant. That was the first argument I heard for medical marijuana, I don't know, a decade or two ago, was that it helps glaucoma patients when they were smoking weed. In humans, ingesting CBD sublingually has shown to reduce the pressure in the eye on patients with glaucoma. This reduction in the pressure may or may not be permanent, but it does provide temporary relief. Number nine, it assists in proper cell growth. Veterinarians have been paying especially close attention to this possible health benefit and how to use CBD for dogs that are on the path of dying from cancer. Four studies have shown that CBD may block cancer cells from producing energy, prohibit cell growth, and help the immune system the body has to more effectively kill the cancer cells on its own. So we're not saying that CBD cures cancer. We're saying it assists the body in dealing with abnormal cell growth, and the body's operating the way it's supposed to. Number 10, and this is one I'd never heard of, but anorexia. Dogs apparently also suffer from anorexia, and using CBD can help remedy this condition. Whether it's caused by illness, treatment of illnesses like chemotherapy, anorexia in pets is a real issue, particularly in older ones. So CBD can stimulate the appetite by increasing sensitivity to smell and taste of the food, and it makes eating a more rewarding experience for your pet. Heart health. There are several health benefits to the heart that can be achieved by using products with CBD for pets. But the most important note, it can improve cardiac function with pets that have arrhythmia. It's been proven to interact with the AM251 receptor and reduces the incidence of arrhythmia, which lowers the incidence of cardiac events and provides blood flow to major organs for your pet. Number 12, bone health. CBD is also beneficial to pets with serious bone breaks or severe osteoporosis. Some studies have observed how the use of CBD stimulates new bone growth as well as serves to strengthen bones that have been damaged by osteoporosis. Once again, the anti-inflammatory and painkilling properties of CBD are also a benefit here. Number 13, nausea. The use of CBD oil has been beneficial in reducing nausea in pets. Many chronic health conditions, as well as heavy medications, come with nausea as a side effect. This is unpleasant, especially as an owner, and then you hate watching your pet go through this. But it can also lead to more detrimental health problems, like weight loss, which is particularly dangerous in some populations of pets. CBD use has also shown to reduce or at least delay the feelings of nausea in humans and in pets. Number 14, the brain. CBD is a powerful neuroprotectant, meaning that it serves to protect the nerve cells from different types of damage, degeneration, and impairment in their function. We noted this when talking about sports in episode 423. Number 15, CBD can regulate blood sugar levels and help with appetite control and mitigate some of the symptoms of having blood sugar issues, according to research with animals and with humans. When used correctly, pets that have trouble regulating their blood sugar levels, CBD is shown to have multiple benefits. It can also help regulate the immune system to reduce damage to the pancreas, which results in a worsening of diabetic symptoms. Also, if your pet has type 2 diabetes, CBD can also help improve sensitivity to insulin. Number 16, like with humans and your pets, the products of CBD can help with some autoimmune illnesses, so it helps with the immune system. CBD has been demonstrated to regulate overactive immune systems and reduce the damage that it has on natural functions and structures in the body. I met a woman the other night who, after 60 days of being on a hemp oil formula, her doctor took her off 8 pharmaceutical medications that she had, and she said she's dealing with a couple autoimmune issues in her body. Number 17, infections. There are different types of bacterial growth that can be slowed down by CBD, and some studies have found that cannabidiol can act as a bactericidal substance, killing bacteria fully. A 2004 study from the University of London showed that it kills MRSA and kills the resistant strain superbugs bacteria also, because it attacks the bacteria in a different way than our normal antibacterials do. Number 18, it's been shown that CBD for pets can speed up post-surgical healing and deal with surgery-associated pain and inflammation. This has been demonstrated over numerous animal studies. The reduction in inflammation, pain control, and bone support that CBD provides makes it ideal for speeding up the process in your pet's healing after a serious surgery. This method is particularly effective following orthopedic surgeries. CBD use may also decrease the frequency and severity of muscle spasms. Muscle spasms in pets can be the result of allergies, injuries, neurological damage, physical injury, or a reaction to some different medications. Most of these localized spasms can be remedied with the use of CBD, as has been demonstrated in studies. Number 20, just like humans, CBD improves sleep patterns in pets, especially ones that have, like dogs that have canine cognitive dysfunctions. That's a fancy word for saying dementia in dogs, which often results in confusion between day and night, interrupting sleep patterns, among other things, and it's been proven to have a positive impact on the sleep patterns, including drowsiness. Number 21, numerous studies have shown that circulation improves with the use of CBD. There's a number of causes that cause poor circulation in pets, including heartworm and problems with the valves on your pet's heart. The application of CBD with your pet, however, is shown to improve circulation and reduce complications associated with poor blood flow. Also, another big deal, number 22, psoriasis. Although rare, pets can suffer from the infamous skin condition of psoriasis, and CBD can help treat this also. Like other conditions that result from inflammation and immune responses, psoriasis can be knocked out by the potent anti-inflammatory and the immune regulatory responses using products of CBD. I know a gentleman who had psoriasis all over his arms, his stomach, and his back. And after 90 days of being on a particular formula, the symptoms, the photos show that the symptoms were all completely gone. Number 23, it's an amazing muscle relaxant. So as expected, CBD has been shown to work very well as a muscle relaxant for pets. In addition to treating muscle spasms like we've talked about before, it also works effectively to treat conditions that cause muscles in the body to tighten up, which could be hypertonicity, meningitis, mitosis, and other issues that your pet may have. You'll notice that these symptoms all sort of tie together because our systems in our bodies and in our pets' bodies are all, they're not separate systems. The lung system, the pulmonary system is not separate from the cardiovascular system, which is not separate from the bone system. It's all interconnected. It's all tied together. So number 24, it's a powerful, powerful antioxidant. One of the most powerful ones we've found to date. So like other antioxidants, CBD reduces cell damage in your pet's body that results from free radicals. And this makes CBD for pets a great source of relief, especially those that have severe allergies, skin conditions, and also with age-related deterioration. And number 25, we're going to refer back to like number 9. CBD is now considered to be an anti-proliferative substance, which comes with several health benefits of its own. In addition to preventing tumor growth and thwarting cancer, it also plays a role in preventing the migration of tumor cells, the adhesion of tumor cells to tissues and organs in the canine body. Also, CBD is a powerful treatment in modulating the metastasis of cancerous cells. So like I promised, let's talk about how do you start this conversation with your veterinarian. And actually, if you're looking to start this conversation with your human physician, you can use a lot of the similar things. So first of all, make sure that you mention any cannabis products and or supplements that you're using. Mention them when you're making the appointment or when you're checking in with the office. Also, ask to work with a doctor or a veterinarian that's knowledgeable in cannabis if possible. If you or your pet have started prior to the appointment, keep a journal that tracks the trends like appetite, sleep habits, energy levels, observed pain and discomfort, that sort of thing. This journal is extremely handy in identifying trends, both positive and negative, for your doctor and for you. What to bring to the appointment? Bring that CBD product with as much of the original packaging as possible. It can give information on how it's made, the manufacturing, the active and inactive ingredients, what the concentrations or strength of it. If you check out local laws, it's a possibility that you might just want to bring photos of it depending on what your local municipality or state is viewing on these. As with any medical appointment, you should list all your medicines and supplements that you're taking, whether they're prescription, over-the-counter, herbal, whether there's a special diet or not for your pet, what are the short and long-term goals, and why are you using this to begin with. The written journal with photos and video to explain the symptoms if possible. And here's what you should expect from your healthcare team. You should expect some goal setting. Work with staff to set realistic goals, plus milestones to track for treatment and success. So, be careful to avoid products that contain contaminants. Many ingredients are okay for humans can be toxic to our pets. Working with your medical team, you should be able to maximize your medications and supplements so that they're working synergistically together to reduce the side effects and improve overall outcome. And then monitor and adjust as needed. Sometimes it can be hard to distinguish reputable companies from others that are not so trustworthy. So can they answer basic questions like what are the sources, what's inside of it, what are the processing mechanisms that they use? There's very little regulation, so you have to make sure that you can trust the ethics and the transparency of the company that you're dealing with when it comes to these types of products, especially because pets are about 1,000 times more sensitive to CBD than humans are. So they have to be just not enough to throw CBD into a bottle and say, this is a pet formula. You really have to use some discernment when finding the right one for your pet. If you have any questions or you'd like to know what we use on our pets, then you can email us at wellnessgroup@gmx.com. From the lovemyhempoil.com studios, this is Kendall Peterson. I'd like to invite you to join us on our next podcast of Hemp Behind the Smokescreen.